you doing? No, I woke up and you weren't in bed, so I just thought I'd come and see what you were up to. Yeah, I'll get something to drink while I'm here. You okay? I know, that's a loaded question. Babe, this is the third night this week. No, you're not fine. You're not fine. And I wouldn't expect you to be. But not sleeping is not the way to solve this. I promise you. A lot has happened. And it's really big and it's really stressful. But I need you to talk to me. Okay? I know you're trying to figure it out. But whether or not you try to include me in it, I'm in it. Right? You lost your job. It's happening to a lot of people. And it's making things really, really difficult around here. But, you know, I still have my job and we have a little bit of savings and we'll make it one way or the other. But it's not all on you to figure out how to do it, how to get us through, right? Worst case scenario, right? We lose the house. Babe, I live with you in a tent. Yeah, I'd hate it. I have an affinity for running water, but I'd do it. What I don't think you understand is, to me, this, just the you and the me, that's the only thing that matters. The rest of it's just window dressing. Right? We're not our cars. We're not our house. Nobody's gonna envy us because of where we live. Babe, to me, the only way that we lose is if we lose each other. That's it. The rest of it can go to hell. You're what matters to me. And it destroys me that you are up at night, pacing the floors, trying to figure this out on your own. If you can't lean on me right now, then what's the point of all this? This is why connect with one another. This is why you're in a relationship, because you lean on each other. I don't want something where you feel like you were bearing the sole burden of everything. Because it's not true. We're just having a little reboot. That's all. But I want to do it with your hand in mine. I want to break through together. I know you have this vision of yourself as wanting to be the hero of our life, and you are, but not in the way that you think. You're a hero to me in the way that you're kind, and in the way that you always want to become a better person, and sometimes I'll point things out to you, and you almost immediately make an adjustment, or we talk about it, and you've always given me equal footing. You've always given my opinion the highest value, and I give yours the highest value. And this little shift in our lives is no different. It's just, we're gonna have to be creative for a little while. Do you remember when we first got married and we, you know, both had jobs and we didn't have a mortgage, and we would kind of overdo it a little bit at the beginning of the month. And then we would hit the end of the month and we would be kind of rubbing nickels together to to get by. And we'd see, you know, our meal plan was really just how many times we could eat peanut butter and jelly. I don't look back on those times and think about how poor we were, or, you know, how we were on the edge of desperation. I think about how it was kind of just you and me against the world. That's one of my favorite times, actually. I want us to face this together, whatever it is. And I need you to know that whatever it is, I'm right next to you. You know, thick or thin, this is the thin part. And that's okay. We'll get creative. As long as we're together, that's all that matters. You're down here pacing the floor. It's the third night this week. You are gonna wear a hole in the floor, pacing. You lost your job. And it's scary. It is. But we're gonna be okay. No matter what. We're gonna have to figure some things out. We are. We are. There's no question. It doesn't make you matter any less. It doesn't say anything about your value in the world. And it certainly doesn't say anything about your value to me. In fact, the way you've handled this makes me more proud to be your partner. But that's what I am. I'm your partner. And that means that you're not in it alone. You're not pacing the floor by yourself, or you really shouldn't be. I can feel you turning inward. And I understand that you want to be so strong. You want to be the one to figure it out. But you gotta let me in a little, because I'm here too. I'm in this just as much as you are, and it's not your sole responsibility to figure it out. It's really not. The thing that I need you to remember the most is that there is nothing outside of us that can change how I feel about you. Nothing that we don't invite in is going to change it. You are everything good that has ever happened to me. And it guts me to know that you're down here suffering. Alone. Thinking that you have to just bear the burden all by yourself. We're a team. I always wanted a team. And you're it. And I wouldn't pick anybody else to be my teammate. It is gonna be okay, no matter what, as long as we have each other. Let the storm pass by, let the sun shine, as long as I have you. I'm gonna take my water and go upstairs. You come up soon, okay? I need to curl up next to you. I don't sleep very well when you're not in bed with me. We're gonna get through this, okay? I love you more than anything in the world. Night.